And joining me now in the KRVS studios is Jenny Felder, who is has been involved in theater for quite a while in the community.
About 10 years.
Variety of types of plays. You are going to be appearing in IPAL's fall comedy, The Cemetery Club. That's the Iberia Performing Arts League. And The Cemetery Club will open this Thursday in New Iberia. Tell us about IPAL. We've announced a number of their plays over the years, but it's an organization that's been around for quite a while.
Actually, IPAL was founded in 1998, it's in the historic SNA Theater downtown old downtown New Iberia on Iberia Street. It's a gorgeous old theater that they've revamped and fixed up. It's got the original seats, the original theater parts. I mean, it's got the old balcony from way back in the 1800s. And IPAL formed in 1998. They're a big, reasonable, large group. I really have not had much to do with them. This is my first performance. They are at IPAL, and it's my first performance with the IPAL staff and volunteers, but they're absolutely wonderful. And they all love the theater, and they're out for, they come to rehearsals, they come and they do their input. They're actually in the process of repainting the interior of the theater right now. Still done by volunteers. So when you call to, reserve seats or whatever, you still got to leave a message and they'll get back with you. But it seems to be really neat. They do six plays a year, including a summer youth musical that this year was The Little Mermaid, that we started practice as they were finishing up, and it was wonderful to hear them. We have the Cemetery Club starts their fall season, and we're followed with Noises Off, which was produced here, I think, in Burke Hall back in 2000?
Yeah, it was very, very well acclaimed here in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. So this is your premiere with IPAL in New Iberia. What drew you to go to the auditions for the Cemetery Club? What attracted you to the play?
Well, a couple of things. One, Diane Moss, our director. She directed Steel Magnolias that I did last year at Abbey. And she has always wanted to do the Cemetery Club. And when I saw that the auditions were coming up and she was going to direct, I kind of followed Diane. I thought for a while, okay, now really New Iberia, that's so far away. And it's so not. It's a straight shot into town. It takes me longer to get there than to Abbeville. And it's a quaint little theater in a great little area. And so I sort of followed Diane. But I also really like the play. The play is very poignant for our age group, or my age group. I think you're younger than I am. But, for the age group. And it it deals with three Jewish widows who meet every month, minimally, but every month for tea and then to go to the cemetery to visit their husband's graves. And
sounds like a simple structure to start off with.
It sounds simple, but it's very three very strong personalities. One is ready to move on, didn't really, she's over the whole thing. One is very much Doris, it's Lucille. Doris is very much still set in her ways, would go to visit her husband Abe every day if she could. And then Ida, which is me, Lucille, by the way, is played by Ellen Rogers from New Iberia, who is not new to IPAL. She's directed at IPAL. In fact, she directed Blythe Spirit. Then Patsy Hebert plays Doris, and Patsy is from Abbeville. She was in Steel Magnolias with me, and I play Ida. And Ida is sort of a refined, reserved, but yet sort of thinking that maybe it's time to look around, but not going to go about it quite as aggressively as Lucille. Lucille's all out there.
Well, that's such an interesting structure. And when I said simple, I didn't mean sort of simple-minded, but just that sense of you've got three very, very different personalities who are drawn together because of something similar in their life, and they have a structured meeting. And it seems very predictable, but out of that, an amazing variety of conflicts can happen.
Unbelievable. And actually, these three women have been together for over 20, 30 years with their husbands. They traveled together. So there's a lot of history there with the three women. And you're absolutely right. You think, okay, this is predictable. This is going to go. Well, enter the Sam the Butcher, who is played by Mike Berry from New Iberia. He's a widower, and he meets these women at the cemetery one afternoon and takes a little interest in Ida. So then you've got Lucille involved, and then you've got Doris over here going, I don't think this is appropriate. And Lucille's going, oh, yeah, oy vey, let's go. And Ida's still sort of on the fence. So you've got a little bit of a romantic attraction starting up, but a very unsure kind of, you know, touchy, not a touchy relationship, sort of not really sure what to do about it on both parts, on both Sam's part and our part.
So it's sort of blooming into a very classic situation, a classic theatrical set of situations that could turn into comedy, could turn into tragedy.
Absolutely. You will laugh. Mm-hmm. You will cry. You will just sit with a silly little grin on your face. Mm-hmm. And at the end, you'll go, I knew it, but I didn't know it. So it's got some little quirks to it. We actually dance on stage to the cha-cha. It's a very integral part of Doris's life. It's really the dynamics between us has grown as we've done our practice. Three very feisty women. Mm-hmm. Taking over three roles, and the chemistry between us is very, very strong.
Did you all do any sort of cultural, historical research into you mentioned there are three Jewish ladies probably living in a big city.
We're in Queens.
In Queens, so in New York.
We're in New York. We actually did some research more into understanding the tradition of the graves. Mm-hmm. For at a Jewish cemetery. We went to the one here in Lafayette, and they put rocks on the stones. And we looked up that, which has a variety of issues. One is that it's just to show respect. Another is it's supposed to hold the soul down, you know, to keep them down to earth. And that was kind of interesting. It was interesting to walk through the Jewish cemetery because part of our stage, in fact, it's actually the stage is set up to where in front of the stage is the cemetery path, and then the stage is my living room. And we're only taking about half the stage at IPAL because they're building behind us the set for Noises Off, which is, as you know, very elaborate. Mm-hmm. But we did some research into that. We've done some research into understanding dialect and being able to pull a Jewish accent out. Mm-hmm. I'm from the South, so I can pull a Southern accent out any time. Mm-hmm. But pulling that Jewish,
very northern
mm-hmm. Jewish, mm-hmm. without making it fake. Mm-hmm. So it's more about dropping some awes, you know, the Murray, mm-hmm. my husband, and Harry, and practicing with that so that you don't overdo it, but you also don't forget it as you get going through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Diane did a lot of research, our director, in terms of understanding where the play's background came from. I don't know if you're familiar with Ivan Menchel, the writer of the script. He actually wrote this after his dad died. And his dad, he was 19 years old. He was attending Yale. And he wrote it sort of in honor of his mother, who was actually a English vaudeville star, Vicki Stewart, from way back when. The play opened first. He did it as the Yale Repertory Theater.
He was very young when he wrote this play.
He was mm-hmm. just beginning at Yale.
An undergraduate.
And it hit Broadway in 1990. It only ran for about 56 weeks, which, I mean, that's pretty good, but, you know, for a little over a year. But he went on to, and Menchel went on to do a lot of things. He actually brought Chitty Chitty Bang Bang to the stage at one point, and he's a writer for The Nanny, Jonas. Another, I don't know, I'm not a
Well, amazing. What do you think of the writing? You've been saying his lines for quite a while now, preparing for this play. What do you think of it?
I think he was really, really on base. Mm-hmm, I don't know whether he's Jewish or not. I would think from the way he's written it, I would think he probably grew up in a, you know, Jewish household or around a lot of Jewish relatives, because some of the references and the linguistics, the way it's written, has been very difficult to learn as an actor because of the way he says things. So I would assume, again, that he's grown up in a Jewish household.
Right. And although for a young man to take on writing from the mind and spirit of three much older women, that's an interesting challenge for such a young writer. And I guess the interaction you would feel if it works or not.
And it does. Mm-hmm, it really, really does. But like I said, it's been very difficult. I mean, I've done some very difficult plays, but this has been extremely difficult to get right. Mm-hmm. You know, you can paraphrase and get through it, but it's not right.
Yeah, it's very precise. The language is precise.
Very precise. Mm-hmm. And our director, Diane, is very precise, and she wants us, you know, right on the line. So that's probably been one of the hardest things for us. Mm-hmm. Our assistant director, Doc Voorhees, is very active with IPAL, and he's been with us the whole time, you know, and staying on top and making sure
very demanding
we get this
about the quality of it. Mm-hmm. If you are just tuning in, my guest, Jenny Felder, is acting in The Cemetery Club. It's being produced by IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League. It opens this Thursday in New Iberia at the S&E Theater and will run for 2 weekends at the S&E Theater. Very historic building, as Jenny was saying. So, Jenny, I know you've been in a variety of plays. Do you find that you're that there's been kind of a pattern? Do you choose certain plays? Are there a certain type of play that you gravitate towards that you get the most satisfaction from being in? Or this kind of character-driven play, perhaps, rather than one that's just more plot and, you know, drama?
I actually like the character play. Mm-hmm. I like to – now, my husband doesn't. I mean, he does, but he's so funny. He says, when are you going to – you know, when are you going to turn that off? When are you going to come back? But I do like the character-driven plays. Mm-hmm. I like the feeling of becoming somebody else and seeing the world in the perspective of somebody else. I've done a variety, like you said. I've done everything from Blanche in Streetcar Named Desire to, you know, Clary in Steel Magnolias. Mm-hmm, but I do enjoy the character acting.
Mm-hmm, the sort of interesting, gentle transformations in characters rather than a play that leaves you on the edge of your seat. And
yeah, now I have to say I haven't done one like that. It'd be fun to challenge. I at least like the challenge. Mm-hmm. To me, it's fun to step out of yourself. It keeps me fresh. It keeps my brain moving. You know, I'm constantly having to run lines, and I've got CDs in the car and an iPod hooked up when I walk the dog. And we have a new grandbaby who got read stories from the Cemetery Club the other day. I rocked her to sleep to my lines.
Well, she may start her first sentence in an accent from Queens.
She could. It's kind of scary.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who I think secretly think that would be fun to become involved in theater, community theater. What drove you to try out for that first play? Do you remember what that first play was about 10 years ago?
The first play was Streetcar Named Desire.
So and you jumped in with Blanche.
Well, I did, but I didn't. I didn't audition for Blanche. I had done one program, one play. You Can't Take It With You in college. I played Mrs. Kirby as a favor to a roommate because their Mrs. Kirby pooped out on them at the last minute, and so she put me in, and I liked it. But then life happens, and I saw that Streetcar Named Desire was going to be down at CTE, and I went down to audition for Stella. I said, I just want something small over here to the side. Leave me alone. You know, let me do a little bit. And they called me back and said, look, we'd really like you for Blanche. And I did not know what I had, you know, gotten myself into. It was an extremely tough role. It took a toll on me. It took a toll on marriage. Mm-hmm. It was a tough role. But it didn't scare me off.
Yeah, that was baptism by fire on stage.
It was. Mm-hmm. Big fire. Mm-hmm. Big fire.
But something took hold.
Something definitely took hold. Mm-hmm. It took me about a year and a half to 2 years to do something else. I find I like comedies a little better. But
after that experience, yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
But it was, again, it's still, there's a bug there.
Yeah.
And I encourage anyone who goes to see these plays and sits back there and goes, I could do that. Do it. Mm-hmm. Audition for one of these little community theater plays. Take a small role. Start as a stage manager. Start as a gopher for the director. If the bug is there, it'll bite. Mm-hmm. And
you mentioned a couple things like, you know, keeps your mind sharper, a little fresher. But what are some of the other things that keep you – I mean, because this is a lot of time that you spend with other people, a lot of giving of your time outside of your regular life. But what does that give to you?
Well, it gives you a good positive feedback. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of it is for feedback, and it's probably our selfish oriented, but it does give you that positive feedback.
There's an energy from an audience and from your fellow.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. An energy. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, I guess that's really it. It just gives you a very positive feedback. And I taught for 22 years, And so a lot of times after a really rotten day where you don't get a lot of positive feedback, you'd go to rehearsal and, wow, okay, I can do something right. But I retired 2 years ago, so I do have the time. I'm, you know, I do have the time, and I work out in my yard with my iPod going and saying lines to the Liriope, yes.
And certainly there are more and more theater troupes forming in the area. Sometimes smaller towns have a couple different troupes now. So there are lots of opportunities for people to become involved in theater.
There are so many opportunities. I mean, you think, okay, Abbeville's a small little town. Abbey Players is huge. People anywhere from around here, you mention Abbey Players. IPAL. In New Iberia,
little theater.
Opelousas, Eunice, St. Martinville, they all have little theaters. We've got, you know, CITE here. We've got Theater 810. You've got ACA. You've got Burke here. I mean,
right. And
probably
numerous
missing
other
people.
Independent productions that use various venues.
That they
around.
Use those venues.
A lot of original work as well.
Lots. We've got some great writers in this town.
So lots of opportunities to take a chance, just like Jenny did
ten years ago. Get out there. It's, you know, you don't have anything to lose. You absolutely don't.
Well, and you certainly won't lose by attending this production of the Cemetery Club. That's being put on by IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League. My guest, Jenny Felder, is in the Cemetery Club. You are Ida?
I am Ida.
You are Ida, and that's kind of the feisty one, yes?
No, that's the
more refined,
reserved
one. Okay.
Yes.
And so that was not his mother, I guess. Which character was his mother based
on? You know, they
on?
Don't say.
They don't say.
It'd be, if she's the vaudeville star, I might guess she's Lucille.
Maybe Lucille, yeah.
But then you never know.
Yeah. So tell us the actors again, yourself.
I'm Ida. Then there's Ellen Rogers, who plays Lucille. There's Patsy Hebert playing Doris. There is Mike Berry playing Sam. And there is Julianne Schecksnyder from New Iberia, who plays Mildred, who has a very small part but a big role.
All right. We'll wait to see what Mildred does. It opens this Thursday. Tickets are available by calling IPAL or going to their website.
Either way, you can call IPAL at 364-6114. If you call the theater, be sure that you leave a good, detailed message and be patient. It's voluntarily, you know, staffed. They will call you back. You can purchase them at the door. The doors open an hour before showtime. The theater is seats 200. I would love to have a sellout crowd. I don't think it'll happen. So there should be theater seats available. You can go to the website, Iberia Performing Arts League, and you can also email them at ipal@cox.net.
All right. And it opens this Thursday and will run through the weekend with a matinee on Sunday and then the following weekend
as
well.
Thursday through Saturday night at 7:30 and Sundays at 3.
All right. So lots of opportunities to see it, but you can reserve your tickets now. Jenny Felder, my guest, performing in the Cemetery Club, which again opens in New Iberia this Thursday. Thanks so much, Jenny.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Uncommon Thread Wearable Art Show 2013 will be taking place in Baton Rouge. And the September 29th entry deadline is drawing closer. If you would like more information about how to enter the Uncommon Thread Wearable Art Show, the website is culturecandy.org/uncommon-thread. You can find out information about the prospectus this year and images from past shows. It's a national competition, and again, more at that website. The Acadiana Open Channel has a number of workshops being offered this fall. There's one this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. It's called AOC 101. It's an orientation to learn more about AOC and what you can do there. On September 17th, there will be a workshop called Transitioning from PC to Mac. You can stop by their website to find out more about workshops at the Acadiana Open Channel. And the Bayou Vermilion Boat Festival and Parade will be taking place in October, but you can start signing up to register for the Boat Parade. For more information, the website is bayouvermiliondistrict.org. There will be an evening of poetry and music this Thursday in Grankato at the Thinstead Center. Reading will be J. Bruce Fuller, and performing will be Paul Gonsalin. That starts at 7. It's free and open to everyone. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there will be an evening to honor Carol Fran, who is one of the recipients of the 2013 NEA National Heritage Fellow Award. That send-off party will be this Thursday, September 5th, at the ACA in their theater. It starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to their website. And IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League, will open the Cemetery Club this Thursday at the S&E Theater. Tickets are available by calling the theater and leaving a message, and they'll get back to you and reserve your tickets. The Riveters Theater Troupe will open Hair, the American Tribal Love Rock musical, at Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater this Thursday, September 5th. It will run through the 14th. Tickets are available by going to their website or calling at 207-2631. The theater is small, so it's a really good idea to reserve your ticket and make sure you get to see Hair. I'll Fly Away, an evening of music with Joseph Amon III, will be on September 6th at the historic Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas. You can get tickets by calling or going to the website deltagrandtheater.com. And this Saturday, the Horse Farm has a celebration of Elmore Morgan Jr. It is Elmore Morgan Jr. Day this coming Saturday, the 7th, at the Horse Farm in Lafayette. All are invited to attend and see art and help to celebrate his legacy. Barrier Island will continue its run. Barrier Island is produced by the Acadiana Repertory Theater, and it will continue this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Also continuing in Lafayette at Cité des Arts, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Dinner with Friends. It's being directed by Cooper Helm and produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. Opening this weekend at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a new exhibit called Intimate Science, which examines how networked communication and the open source culture has contributed to the shift from artists aiding science to actually doing science. And opening the following week, an exhibit called A Continuous Mark, Huguette Despolt and Kathleen Elliott. And we'll be telling you more about those exhibits as they open. And the Lafayette Public Libraries will have their Saturday Storytime en Francais this coming Saturday, September 7th, 11 o'clock at the South Regional Library. For more information, you can contact the South Regional Library. And the Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles has started free monthly coffeehouse performances. And the first one will be this Saturday, September 7th. It will be a premiere reading of the one-woman play Elizabeth. The director is Joy Pace. The performance starts at 7 o'clock this Saturday in Lake Charles at Stellar Beans, 319 Broad Street. All are invited to attend. And for information on KRVS and our programs, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6, and from 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. In just a moment, All Things Considered.